Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Cobra Kai. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back with another episode.
Always excited to be back for Let's Talk Cobra Kai. You know what? It's my favorite podcast, I got to admit.
What?
Well, it's my oldest. Personal favorite.
Yeah, personal fave.
It's my personal fave.
Not Let's Talk Sal. That's second fiddle to Let's Talk Cobra Kai. Yes, this is exciting to be back, and this is a cool episode that we've never done on Let's Talk Cobra Kai, but the concept comes from Let's Talk Movies.
Oh?
Because today we are doing The Karate Kid 1984 and Into the Night 1985 movie connections.
What?
Yeah, I know, crazy.
I don't know about this.
So for those people who don't know, Into the Night 1985, that is a movie. John Landis directs, Jeff Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer star, Into the Night 1985, quirky comedy, offbeat. I've always liked it. It came out the same year, the year after The Karate Kid, the same year that After Hours by Martin Scorsese came out. They're very similar movies. Both movies kind of deal with not real time, but it's like a night that won't end. And they're just kind of similar little movies, and I've always enjoyed them. Actually, I prefer After Hours. Sorry, John Landis.
Oh.
But a lot of fun. And After Hours is a New York movie. Into the Night's very L.A., so there's that tie-in. I mean, they're going to LAX back in the 80s. You're seeing it. It's a fun movie. And Landis not only cast Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer, but he's in it. He's like a bad guy in it. And, and Landis has this thing where he likes to cast other directors or actors. Carl Gottlieb's in it.
Nice.
David Cronenberg's in it. The Fly. You know, Lawrence Kasdan, The Big Chill, these directors. And then Gottlieb, of course, writer of Jaws, and who's been on our show before, our other shows before. So anyway, a lot of fun. And the reason I'm bringing it here is because it comes out a year after The Karate Kid. And I rewatched it the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this, but I'd forgotten it. They do a tip of the cap, an homage to The Karate Kid.
Wow.
And not just a saying. I mean, there's a scene that is directly taken from The Karate Kid, and they made it their own. And I'm watching it going, oh my gosh, we have to do a little episode. So that sets the stage.
Jason, after all we've covered, look at how many episodes we've done. We've covered, you know, things in the universe, of in the Miyagi-verse. And we're only coming upon this now, and look how old this movie is. I mean, you had to dig way back. You had to dig
I just happened to be watching a movie, and then there it was in front of my face. It's like, well, how do we justify this? Well, I was going to play this. So the scene, let's just talk about the scene. We love The Karate Kid. It's the Bible. It's everything for Cobra Kai. So it's the scene where Mr. Miyagi, it's Daniel's birthday.
Yeah.
And Mr. Miyagi, you know, makes a cake and does all these things for him, gives him the gi, and then Sal, what else does he give him?
Oh, he gives him the choice of one of his collector vehicles. I mean, because even back in the 80s, those cars were collectible
Amazing.
Vehicles.
And Daniel's already cleaned them up nice.
Oh, they look fantastic. And he gives him the choice of the vehicles. Anyone. That's all he says. Choose. I wish someone would offer me a beautiful convertible, because I would have chosen the same car. I've always wanted a convertible.
When I was watching the movie as a kid, I loved that car as well. Convertible, cool color. I mean, a couple of other ones were very nice too, but that convertible factor really sold me as well.
Yeah. Have you ever
had a
convertible?
May not have gone over well in Oklahoma, but no, I've never had one. I've dated someone that had a convertible.
Me too. I've dated someone that has a convertible.
So we went converting. We brought that top down.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of fun. So this is the scene, famous scene, iconic scene. And then this movie, I'm not going to get too far into it, but it's this weird movie. It's fun. Jeff Goldblum's like, Dan Aykroyd's even in the movie, but he's like an engineer, and he gets caught up in this weird caper because he has no excitement in his life. And Michelle Pfeiffer is just this wacky, zany character, and she's in all this trouble, and he keeps helping her. So this is later in the movie, and they have this plan, so I won't get bogged down in details. But they need a car to finish their plan to get to the airport. And remember that guy in the 80s? You're an ex-trainer. Are you still trained, actually? But you've been training people your whole life.
I'm in the twilight of
fading it out as you're becoming a bigger and bigger podcaster. But remember Body by Jake?
Sure.
He was like a famous trainer to the stars or something.
Yeah, he was an influencer before influencers.
Well, he's in this movie and he's in this particular scene and he just got like beat up, you know, by these really bad guys with guns.
Yeah.
So I think like his jaw's like shut. He's talking like this, you know, so you can't really understand him, but he's in the scene.
Yeah.
And he speaks some words that you may not be able to understand. And we're going to play the scene now, though, if you're ready.
Yeah. I never knew Body by Jake was an actor. I knew him as a fitness coach, but I never knew him as an actor.
But Landis is putting non-actors in these roles, right? So he's doing that. Not the leads, but he's sprinkling all these other people in. It's shot in L.A. This set had to be a ton of fun, honestly. But let me cue this up. We'll play it, and we'll talk about it.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Can we borrow a car?
Mr. Creeper said take any car you want.
This is nice.
These are inside.
Be careful, huh?
See you at the airport.
Okay.
Banzai.
Great. I love that score, too.
That is great.
Banzai! Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Because I wasn't expecting it. And then once he sat in the car and he's about to drive away, I was thinking, wait a second. Is he going to say Banzai? And he says Banzai.
And then, we needed like Michelle Pfeiffer to say Banzai. Like, what is one more?
That was so cool.
Obviously taken directly from The Karate Kid.
Yeah.
There's all the cars. No, they didn't copy it, but they set the stage. All these really beautiful cars are lined up. Those who can't see. What's Ian Sal? Looks like a Ferrari.
Oh, I wasn't able to see the vehicle. I only saw like his driver's seat area.
So I believe it's a Ferrari, red Ferrari, but all these other really nice cars. I think there's a Bentley there. They're all lined up and been cleaned, probably by Body by Jake. And
not by a TaskRabbit.
No, TaskRabbit probably did it, yeah, like in Cobra Kai, Anthony. But Michelle Pfeiffer stays, and then she asks for a car. Of course, she didn't ask for a car. She also gets to choose a car, but no more references, and she takes the Bentley. So it's like, yeah, it's very much Karate Kid. Of course, the Banzai is right on the nose.
Well, it's so subtle. If you didn't know Karate Kid, you wouldn't know it's referencing anything but the very scene itself.
But what's cool is think of how meta this is. I like where the keys are at. They're like above the visor, like in all the movies. He drops them. The keys fall down. But what's interesting to me is, this is a year after The Karate Kid. Are we led to believe that Goldblum, his character Ed, has seen Karate Kid? And he's like probably thinking internally, this is so Karate Kid that I'm going to say Banzai here. I mean, that's what we're led to believe, right? Which is really cool. Getting into the head of the character. He's probably like, wow, I've seen this before. I'm living this scene from that kid's movie, The Karate Kid, which I just love.
Well, Jason, we don't know. And we may find out one day, if not now, was that an ad-lib or was that in the script? Sometimes great moments like that are actually improvised.
It could have been, but the stage had already been set.
Mm. Were they on dirt?
So Karate Kid. Yeah, exactly. Like it's
they were on dirt?
I can't really see if it's dirt or not, but it's the side of the house. Like, the cars probably wouldn't even be there, but it's in front of the house as opposed to like in a garage. They have lined them up just like that. So I'm sure as Landis is painting the picture for Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer and Body by Jake, it's like, okay, you've seen Karate Kid, right? Okay, great. They're all, I'm sure it's all talked about. So Banzai was probably something in the script or just so on the nose.
Jason, from this moment forward, every time you are going to take off in a convertible, you are to turn to the person to your left and say Banzai.
Banzai? I love the way he does it too, like kind of like Banzai? Aw shucks, Banzai?
Is this what I should
say? Is this what we're doing?
I think it's
so
fantastic.
Good.
I think it's so great. And I love Jeff Goldblum. You and I have talked about it on and off the air, how much we both love Jeff Goldblum. So very cool homage.
Very cool. And the movie connection is just that. We love that. But our movie connection goes a little deeper.
What?
Because I have met and honored John Landis in person. So I'm 1 degree from John Landis.
Yes.
And Sal Rodriguez, you are 1 degree from Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I had the pleasure of meeting Jeff Goldblum along with Cyndi Lauper on the set of Vibes. My mother was on on the shoot. I'm still trying to figure out what she was doing, but some sort of consultant, but she also had a role. So yeah. I got to dig a little deeper into this. But we were there. I was about 10, maybe 11.
Yeah.
And I got to visit the set, visit my mother on the shoot, and meet Jeff Goldblum and Cyndi Lauper. And I still have pictures. I have pictures to prove.
We'll have to bring those on Let's Talk Movies sometime. So it's funny what also sparked this after I watched Into the Night again. I put Vibes on because it's on Amazon Prime. I've never seen it. I avoided it as a kid, teenager. I was like, yeah, sure. This looks cheesy.
It wasn't one of Jeff Goldblum's more popular films.
No, my suspicions were right. It's not that good. Peter Falk's funny in it, but it's kind of like one note. The beginning's interesting, but I find myself looking for you and your mother now. I'm about halfway through. I'll finish it. So to bring it on Let's Talk Movies, maybe, but your photos, yes, we could do something with Goldblum. He's fantastic. So is it 1 degree if you've met the person, or are we 0 degrees?
I believe that it's 1 degree. So it's the individual, whether it be Kevin Bacon or Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, could be Kevin Bacon.
They are the individual.
Well, I met Kevin Bacon, actually. So I'm one from Kevin Bacon, too.
And I'm two from Kevin Bacon. But get this, I am
on
not
two
only,
different fronts.
I'm 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon on two different fronts. Thank you. Yes.
That's funny. Well, that's it. That is our Karate Kid 1984 and Into the Night 1985 Movie Connections episode. And Sal, we're not going to do our usual sign-off, but we will tell people how they can support the show.
Well, first of all, Jason, let me say thank you. That was a real fun episode. Way surprised to learn this. I mean, wow, you are all over the place. To our listeners, you know, when we go all over the Miyagi-verse and the all over the Cobra Kai world, this is brought to us by Jason Connell. I'm along for the ride just like you are. I'm always in for a treat and a surprise, so thank you. You always outdo yourself with every episode.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's nice to see the Karate Kid's influence in pop culture. I mean, that's really what is at play here.
And even back then, because we're used to it happening
even
today due to nostalgia, but it was
they
already
were
happening
already
back then.
Already doing it.
Wow.
And it came out of nowhere. So now as I revisit older movies, we may see it more. Our newer movies for sure, but we'll probably come back and do more Movie Connections episodes.
You know what we ought to do, Jason? Let's go back and scan through every motion picture released after, let's say, 1985, just for any potential Karate Kid references. They got to be out there.
That's for AI to help us out, Sal. OpenAI, ChatGPT, that's a lot of work. I was just watching a movie, but I am on high alert for any references to any of the Karate Kids or Cobra Kai, but a lot of fun. But Sal, so we know you have to go to Just Curious Media. There is the QR code, which is cool. There's the logo, but quickly tell people how they can support Let's Talk Cobra Kai.
After visiting justcuriousmedia.com, you scroll down to all of our shows, which are those wonderful little circles. By the way, I'm a fan of circles. I prefer circles over squares.
Buttons, circles, yes.
Yeah, I do. I like, in fact, I think all windows and screens should be circular instead of square. I'm not a fan of right angles, to be perfectly honest. Go over to Let's Talk Cobra Kai, click on that, and that's going to take you to the page with Let's Talk Cobra Kai on it. Scroll down, and you'll be able to see all of our shows or hear all of our shows. Go a little further where it says Support Let's Talk Cobra Kai. There's a little cute little gi there. I like that a lot. And click on where it says Donate Now. You can also go down a little further past the 5-star reviews and see where it says Help
read
Us
those.
Create
Go ahead and
more.
Read those, and then go
Why
down.
Not? Why not? I love this podcast. I've listened to every single episode of this podcast multiple times. And the next one, very entertaining. Found the podcast.
Oh, no, I didn't mean you read them.
I thought you meant for me to
read. No, I meant let people
read. I like reading these too myself. I do. Everybody read the 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Then go down a little further. It says, help us create even more great content. Support the show. Click on that. And here you see all the options available from $3 to $5 to $8 to $10. No contracts. Cancel anytime. Go as long as your heart takes you. Become a supporter of Let's Talk Cobra Kai.
We love it. We need you. We appreciate it. We're going to keep coming back and making more episodes. And this has been a lot of fun, Sal. Thanks so much, and we'll do it again.
No mercy.